When you have a birthday that close to Christmas, you have two options. One is you can go, oh no, I have to share a birthday with like the Savior of the world. I'm not going to get a whole lot of attention. Or you can go, wow, I get to share a birthday like with the Lord of all the world. So it depends on how you look at it, but it's just great. It's not my intention to take a lot of your time this morning, but I had a thought, and I was wanted to see, you know, if you would think about this with me. It's an amazing privilege that we have. It's been mentioned a few times to be together here today and to celebrate the birth of Christ. But I'm wondering, have you given a lot of thought or much thought to exactly how you're going to celebrate the birth of Christ?
Actually, I have, my good man, you see. I am a professional celebrateur.
Oh, really?
Yes, oui. Celebration de professionnel. Actually, that was French, my good man. You may not realize that if you don't look that educated in the French language. I wrote the book on celebration. I know exactly how to celebrate.
Wow.
May
well,
I come up?
Come on, yeah.
Pardon the interruption, everyone. Oh, what a lovely crowd.
Wow, that's...
I have a book. I wrote it.
That's quite a book.
Yes, I didn't write it myself. I had a team of people wrote it. You see, I don't want to take all the credit myself.
That's a big book.
It's a big book, actually. It's a big book.
A comprehensive professional guide to the fine art of celebration.
Celebration.
By Winston P. Warnhall, MMM.
MMM.
Wow, that is one big book.
Yes, you see. I happen to be...
You wrote that book?
I wrote the book. I'm Winston P. Warnhall.
Winston P. Warnhall.
Warnhall.
And you're an authority on celebrating?
The utmost authority on celebrations of all kinds. And there's a crowd that needs celebrating, I must say.
Do you have some kind of special credentials or something?
Yes, the MMM stands for... Masters in Merrymaking.
Masters in Merrymaking.
I also have my PhD, which is Party Hard Dude. But I don't use that much. I don't like the dude. Dude.
So does this book that you have written say anything about how we should celebrate Christmas?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Because
it has everything to celebrate everything.
Everything.
Yes, and Christmas has a big part in here. It's not the whole book, but it does have a section.
So what does your book say about how we should celebrate Christmas?
May I refer to it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, my good man.
You've gone this far.
Thank you, preacher. Let's see, we have Groundhog Day, furry little animals, lovely. We have Grandparents Day, and here we are, Christmas, you see. We have reindeers, turkeys, big fat men in red suits. I've got the rules. May I?
Yes, please do.
Rule number one.
Wait.
You ready? Yes. Have you taken your smart pills? Right. You're taking cement, I think. You actually drank cement this morning. You're dead. Now, rule number one in celebrations, go big. Go big. Christmas is recognized worldwide as one of the biggest celebrations there is. And it should be always celebrated in a really big way. You with me? The rule of thumb of this is the bigger the reason, the bigger the party, you see. So go all out. Spend lots of money, big gifts, big crowds, big everything. Remember, God is big, and he deserves a big celebration. So if you aren't absolutely, totally exhausted come New Year's, then you know you haven't celebrated Christmas at all. Ha, ha, ha. What do you say to that? Rule number one,
well,
my good man.
Well, actually, Winston, can I call you Winston?
Yes, you actually, at your service.
That's good, because I've been wanting to call
actually,
you Winston.
Actually, I am
for a
at
long
your
time.
Service.
Actually, Winston, the birth of Christ, which is what we are celebrating, was really not really like that. It almost went almost entirely unnoticed by most of the world. And I know there were angels and things, but it was only really just a few shepherds, just a handful of shepherds that actually even saw the angels. And most people missed it completely. And God, when he sent his son to this world, he didn't really do it in a big way. There wasn't a lot of fanfare. There wasn't a lot of hoopla. He was a baby and a manger, and it was really actually, you know what, this whole big thing, that's not really God's style anyway. You know, our God, believe it or not, the God of the universe is very unassuming, and when he came in the person of his son, he came in almost a quiet, unnoticed way. And you know, sometimes what happens is when we focus on the big things, we miss the fact that the kingdom of God is about the little things and about the details of our lives. I think if we're really going to celebrate Christmas, don't you agree that we should be looking at the details of our lives and learning to be faithful to God in the little things? Mm. And not go way in debt with a whole bunch of spending?
You might have a point. I might have to tweak this in the next edition.
That would be good.
I'll leave that up to you. You feel that way. Yeah. I studied this. Yeah. And I researched.
Well, don't let me.
Yeah. Should I go on?
Yeah, please.
Right.
You go on.
I didn't fare very well in the first one, did I? But I think you're all going to agree with me on this one. In short, this is rule number two. In short, your celebrations do not include any sad people. I think you're with me on that one, I hear it. See, Christmas is a joyous occasion, and for that reason, to celebrate it, you must do it correctly. You must be diligent to eliminate any depressing elements, you see, which means excluding, I couldn't even read my own rule, because it was spelt wrong. My rule was spelt wrong. But you see, exciting, it says, exciting. Who did this?
Typographical error, obviously.
My editor, I'm going to have to speak to him, you think? Any depressing elements, which means excluding any party poopers. Not those who poop at parties. They have their own problems, you see. Hurting people are, by virtue of their circumstances, real downers, you see, and are completely incompatible with an atmosphere of celebration. You know the old saying is true, misery loves company. So let them keep each other company. And that frees the rest of us up for some real celebrating. Eh, what? You can't beat that one, can you, preacher? Try to shoot holes in that.
Well, actually, Winston, I do have to disagree with you, because the reality is that Christmas is actually mostly for hurting people.
Hurting people.
That's right. Jesus, we are celebrating his birth, right? And Jesus said, I didn't come to for the rich and the healthy. I came for the poor and the sick. Jesus said that those who are well don't need a physician. I have come to seek and to save the lost. It's not for those who feel that life is great and wonderful and they don't have any needs. That Christmas isn't really so much for those people. Christmas is for the brokenhearted. Jesus said, blessed are the poor, blessed are the persecuted. Mm. Blessed are those who are hungry and those who thirst. And you see, Christmas is really for those people. Maybe you may want to read this little booklet here. I wrote this a few years ago, and let me just read a little section for you. It says, Christmas isn't for those who are safe in their homes, surrounded by all their loved ones, spared from all the pain and misery of life. If that is how you think, then perhaps we've made a fairy tale out of Christmas. But alas, perhaps we have done just that. But the real Christmas is for the lost and the dying, for those who are oppressed and burdened down, for those being even now crushed under the weight of the world. The real Christmas is for those whose hearts are breaking so they can't go on. Yes, those are the ones, the very ones, and the only ones, the truth be known, who can really celebrate Christmas, because they are the only ones who can understand how desperate we are for God to come into our lives and to give us real hope. And while hope may seem worthless to those who feel no need of it, for the desperate, hope means everything, because it is the only thing.
Did you write that?
Yes, I did, actually.
Very small book.
It's not very big, is it?
Well, I've got a big book.
So what else does your big book say?
Well, actually, I've totally shot holes in rule number two. I need to tweak rule one, absolutely redo rule two completely, I think. But rule three, I think even you will agree, because it's a sore spot with me and my team. Rule number three on how to celebrate Christmas. Steer clear of all unbelievers. Ha! Got you there, didn't we? No argument there. I see Bob. You were shaking your head. Absolutely true, he said. There are those who are enemies of Christ who want to wish you happy holidays. Have a festive season. Joy. Those are the people who are out to absolutely destroy Christmas. So stay clear of them and stay as far away of them as possible. Absolutely possible. Because you can't celebrate Christmas, you see, with a bunch of people who don't even believe the reason for your celebrating. It just makes absolutely sense. What do you say to that, Parson?
You would think that would be true.
Absolutely.
You would think that would be true, but actually, that's not the situation, Winston. This is the situation, okay? Hear me out.
I'm going to.
Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, who came into this world to seek and to save the lost.
Right.
Christmas is the perfect opportunity for us who follow him, who know him, who love him, to reach out and be present. Just like he came into our world, he sends us into the world. It's not about presence, it's about presence. And Christmas is the perfect opportunity for those who do not know Christ to spend time with those of us who do know Christ, so that they can come to know Christ. You see, they don't have the peace Doug mentioned in his prayer. They don't have his joy. They don't have his love. And how else are they going to come to know him? If we don't incarnate those things, we should bring those who do not know him, those who don't believe, we should bring them right into our celebrating, don't you think? He didn't just send a message. He sent his son. He came in person. And we need to go in person. We need to be in the lives of those who do not know him. We need to bring them into our celebrations.
Even if they say happy holiday?
Even if they say happy holiday.
Festive tree.
We can say
that.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, the whole thing. Bring them in. Bring them in. The more the merrier.
You haven't agreed with one thing I've said.
Not long. Yet. You're not done yet.
You even got a little choked up there, I see, because you believe it that much. Even reading rules.
I'm passionate about this.
You don't have any rules. I have rules.
I know. But it's not about rules, Winston.
Okay, I'm 0 for 3. Now, this one here, some of you, because I know you're parental and all that and love your little children, but rule number 4, and our team, we studied this for a long time. We argued about it, but we all agreed in the end. Rule number 4, celebrating Christmas. Absolutely no kids. What's the matter with you? Now, hear me out. This is what we wrote. They're noisy.
No kids.
They're okay. Irreverent.
I can't believe you said that.
I mean, it is supposed to be a holy night. And holiness means quietness. Remember, silent night. Holy night. All is calm. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Crying,
whoa.
Noise.
No, Winston, it wasn't like that. Didn't you see the video? Did you miss the video?
No.
It wasn't like that. The first Christmas wasn't like that at all.
I missed the video?
He came as... You missed more than the video. He came as a baby. He came as a baby. Christmas is for children.
For children.
I can't believe that you would really think that.
Rule number 4.
Yeah. The truth is, Winston, we need children to help us celebrate. We need children to teach us how to celebrate, because children, the children love Jesus. They can help us. Jesus said this. Jesus, we are celebrating his birthday, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God.
That important?
That important.
Kids.
It says in the Bible, a little child will lead them. Mm-hmm. The children can lead us. The children can teach us how to celebrate. They're so humble.
Maybe I should have had a couple on my team.
It would probably have been a good idea.
But they're noisy.
I have an idea. I have an idea. We have children here today, right? Maybe we should hear from some of them how we should celebrate Christmas.
Are they going to be
the
noisy?
The best ways to celebrate Christmas. They won't be too noisy. You'll be all right. Some of the best ways to celebrate Christmas. There's Nita. Nita, how is some of the best way to celebrate Christmas? Throw a party for someone. Maybe even somebody that needs to be encouraged.
Maybe me.
Or someone who's sad. Or someone who needs money, you could throw a party for them?
Stop asking that girl questions.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. What about some
Shot
of the
down
other children?
Rules.
Don't worry about him. Some of the other children. How's the best way to celebrate Christmas? Aiden. I didn't quite hear that. Yeah, now see there, I don't know, you probably missed this too, but there's a real close connection between Christmas and Easter, and Aiden saying we should celebrate how, at Christmas time, we should celebrate how Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
Well,
that's right.
That's not
that's
too bad.
Really important. Is that in your book?
No.
No, you missed that.
I don't think it is.
Brad. Yeah. And he's here right now.
Well, he's a kid.
He is, and he's very wise.
Just shot rule four right out the window.
There
didn't
it goes. So much for rule four.
Just a kid.
Any other suggestions for Winston here? He needs some help. Don't you think he needs some help? He needs some help. Shay Lynn. God loves everybody?
Including me.
Even you, Winston. And even the people who don't believe in him. And sad people.
Even that big man beside
you. And happy
you.
People.
He loves him too.
He does. Somebody else. Any more children have ideas for us? You going to give Winston some advice? What about some of you big kids?
What about you, old timer?
Gary, did you have something? Well, back to the drawing board.
May have to tweak my next edition completely, I must admit. I'm sorry I interrupted this proceeding, you see. I came up here telling people how to celebrate, and I've been absolutely crushed.
Well, it's not that bad, really, because now you can go and you can rewrite your book and you can get it right this time.
Darn tootin', and I'm going to start tomorrow because today I'm going to celebrate Christmas.
We think we won them.
Ha, ha, ha.
I think we...
Well, thank you, sir.
It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. It is very important how we celebrate. Right? It's very important how we celebrate Christmas. We should not allow the world to tell us how to celebrate Christmas. We should allow the Word to tell us how we celebrate Christmas. Because there are things that you can do that are okay, and then there's things that you can do that are absolutely, totally appropriate and wonderful. And we can do some of the other, like the decorations and those kinds of things. And the feasting. That's one of my favorite parts. He didn't have that in his book. But some of these other things. I hope you really give it some serious thought. Probably the guiding principle needs to be to remember what it is we're celebrating and who we're celebrating. Because if it's consistent with his purpose in coming and consistent with who he is and his heart, then it would be appropriate for us to celebrate in that way. So I hope that you will, all of you, young and old alike, will choose, give it some serious thought and choose ways. Ask yourself the question, how would I best celebrate the birth of Christ this year? Well, it's 25 to 12. We're going to pray, and I'm going to let you go. Merry Christmas. Let's pray together. Yes, I am serious. I know you're shocked, but I'm serious. Why don't you stand? Say thank you to Dennis. He's, can you turn this here mic on? All right, for me. Nita, would you like to close our service in prayer? Could you do that and pray for us all that we will celebrate Christmas the way God wants us to? Thank you, honey.
Okay. Dear God, thanks for giving your son to the world to yes. make Christmas happen.
Yes.
And all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for making everyone in the world for everything. And everything can live a long life. In Jesus' mm-hmm. name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honey.